The title of this clip is Get Your Head Straight Before You Show Up. It elaborates on the two things we covered in the last few clips, show up self-aware, show up to listen well. Now again, this is a tough practice that's tough to do, especially when we're hopping mad at our conflict partner. So we need to get our head straight before we show up. By the very nature of conflict, our partner is going to tell a story that implies some kind of badness on our part. They will have interpreted our actions negatively. They will think that we have been uncaring or selfish or disrespectful or something less than virtuous. And every instinct inside of us is going to want to rise to our own defense. Hey, 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 that's not the right interpretation. Hey, 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 those aren't the right feelings to be having. But understanding demands that we set aside our defenses long enough to listen and understand. So we have to take some time before we show up. We've got to get our heads straight. We've got to get ourselves ready. This is hard to do. It's also demanding for the message sender. I've taught a lot of people this process, and I hear again and again, Doug, this is crazy. I could never be that vulnerable with my partner. If I told her about my inner world, she would hold that weakness over my head forever. If I shared my feelings, he would just discount them. It's what he does. I know him. He'd just try to fix me. I know her. She would just dismiss me. No, Doug, this won't work. And it might not. But without it, all that's left are the same old patterns that we've been trying, and they haven't been working either. But if we do this practice as it is outlined, it is designed to make sure that those things don't happen. If we stick with the process, it will lead us to a resolution, and it will keep us from using one another's words against one another. The practice does not just include understanding, it also includes being understood. When we extend non-recriminating understanding to our partners, we greatly increase the odds that they will extend non-recriminating understanding to us. But again, given how counterintuitive the whole process is, we really need to pause before we show up and get our heads straight. We have to prepare ourselves, both for the demanding work of self-disclosing, but also the demanding work of listening to understand. We need to get our head straight before we can set aside our own defense reactions, before we can engage our partner's story. We need to get our head straight in order to put ourselves in their heads, in their world. We need to get our head straight so that we don't use the dirty tricks that we know will get under their skin. You know what they are, the huff or the eye roll, the carefully selected word. But again, we get our head straight before we show up. We want to be understood, so we show up to understand. We want to be heard, so we show up ready to hear. Now, in a conflict, the default setting is to define our partner by his or her wrongheadedness, to define our partner by their failures or their defects or their imperfections. It's a powerful tool for defending ourselves, but it also keeps us from listening to understand. It's hard work to see our conflict partners not defined by their flaws. Sure, they're flawed. We all are. The work is insisting of ourselves that we look for the bigger picture. Yes, they're carrying flaw, and yes, they're carrying wounds. If they got some kind of a truth that's not true, yet they are telling their story, and we are trying to listen, and we are here to understand. Now, that's so challenging. So again, pause for a while before you show up. Get your head straight before you show up.